Let's see now, what else is on this order? Oh, yes, a loaf of bread. The fetch me a loaf of bread, Ed. I'll wrap it up right now.
Yeah, here you be. Stand there and fresh, it's still warm.
Jake, you know, it's certainly comforting to see a little business in this store again. The way folks been acting for the last couple of days, you might as well shut up.
How's that?
Shut up!
Shut up yourself.
Oh, well, I didn't tell you to shut up.
You did. Now you're picking a fight.
I ain't picking a fight. Sonny, can explain, will you? I said...
Well, go ahead. But I guess I got ears.
I said we'd have to shut up the store. The way folks have been acting, we might just as well have the store closed.
Oh, closed, huh?
Yes. I don't know how it happened, but we certainly got in bad some way or other. If it hadn't been for Professor Thistlewaite fixing things up, we'd have...
Got in what?
Got in bad. I say I'm glad business is starting to pick up. You got to be mighty nice to customers from now on. You don't want to nobody's store this again. You got to have a good word for every one of our customers.
Have a what?
Word for every one of our customers. But just don't forget it.
You needn't holler. I won't forget it.
Well, go on that phone. Maybe it's another order.
Why don't you answer it?
Dad, ding it, can't you see I'm busy? Now go on and answer it, and don't forget what I told you.
Shucks. Always rushing the door. Well, I'm listening. Start the conversation. No, we can't take no order. The store is closed.
Hold on.
Yeah, we just got in bed.
Wait till you...
Yeah, and we got a word for every one of our customers.
Wait, you jackass?
It's a jackass.
Look out. Give me that phone. Hello? What in the name of seven kinds of perdition did you say that for?
That's what you told me to say.
I didn't tell you no such thing.
You did.
I did.
You did. You said the store is closed, we got in bed, and our customers were jackass.
I didn't. I said we had a good word for our customers, but I didn't say what it was. Who's all that on the phone, anyhow?
I don't know. Sounds like Mrs. Howe.
Well, you march right to that phone and call her up and apologize.
Sure. Magnabbit, you tell me
first. Wait a minute. I don't trust you to do it. I'll do it myself. Let me call the center 292. Yes. Never see such a darn fool.
Who's a darn fool?
You're a darn fool. Well, hold on. Wait, Miss Howe. I didn't say you was a darn fool. No, this is Zeb Winterbottom. I said Zeb Winterbottom. No, I don't mean Zeb Winterbottom's a fool. I mean I want to apologize. If we said anything we're sorry for,
we're glad of it.
Yes, we're glad of it. No, we ain't. Listen. My partner said you was a jackass. I said, a jackass. Why, you. I mean, we're sorry. Sorry you are. Hello? Oh, shucks. Yes, we're glad of it. No, we ain't. We ain't sorry. I mean, we ain't glad. Yes, glad we're sorry. We're sorry you're a jackass. Glad you're a jackass. Hello? Oh, shucks.
I think you're so damn darn smart. Just made a fool out of yourself.
Well, I didn't make a fool out of myself.
You did. That was Mrs. Howe you was talking to, wasn't it?
Certainly. What's that got to do with it?
Well, I just happened to think that it wasn't Mrs. Howe that I called a jackass. It was Mrs. Pinkley.
What? You stood there and let me say all that to Mrs. Howe? Why, Dad, burn your hide, she wouldn't know what I was talking about.
That's what I say. You just made a dad darn fool out of yourself.
Now listen to me, Peter. I've stood just about enough of your dad.
Oh, that's all you do anything about it. How do you do, Mr. Hurt?
Yes, you hug, Mr. Hurt.
Well, I hear that everything is all straightened out now.
Yeah, and we just got through making up a good word to call our customers, but we ain't saying what it is.
A word to call your customers?
Now, just a second. We don't mean customers like you, Mr. Hurt.
No, we mean Mrs. Howe.
Well, I must admit Mrs. Howe is a rather disagreeable woman. But still, you know the old adage. Those who,
good with corned beef.
What's good with corned beef?
Cabbage.
But I didn't say cabbage. I said adage. Those who live in glass houses should never take a bath.
Well, who do you mean, Mr. Hurt?
By Mrs. Howe. You said
Mrs. Howe never takes a bath?
No, I didn't say Mrs. Howe never takes a bath.
Well, you certainly did, Mr. Hurt. You said that...
But I didn't. She does take a bath.
How do you know? Did you ever see her?
Of course I have seen her.
You watched her take a bath?
Just a dad darn peeping Tom.
But really? I never watched her. You see, she... I don't know whether she takes a bath or not.
Well, after this, you better know what you're talking about before you go spreading scandal.
But I didn't.
Yes, sir, Bob, there's been enough of that going on in this town.
Now, look, once and for all, I want to say that I was...
Did you come in to buy something or just to talk and fool around?
Oh, that's the truth. I came in to speak with you about the music fiesta that takes place tomorrow.
Shakes live. Is it tomorrow?
It certainly is. Now I have made up a program, and I would like you to approve it.
They want us to do what?
Approve it.
Well, then, negotiate, Mr. Hertz. How can we prove it? You say you've got it.
No, not prove, not prove. Approve. I want you to look at what I have written out here. In other words...
Oh, yes, yes. You say you've written this out in some other words.
Well, what's the matter with these words?
The words look all right to me.
Listen, never mind the words. I read it to you. Now, first is the Switchville Band, which will open with a salute. On then,
No, sir, not by a jugful. That's out.
But what's the matter with it?
We ain't going to have nobody opening a saloon in Corinth Center.
No, sir, that's right, Mr. Hertz. Me and Eb don't believe in saloons.
But it isn't a saloon. It's a...
We won't stand for no speakeasy, neither.
No, sir, we don't care what name to call it by. We ain't going to have no liquor drinking.
I am speaking of a composition, La Colombina. That means the little swallow. Little swallow.
No, sir. Not even a little swallow.
Not even one little mite.
No, sir. This here fiesta is going to be bone dry.
Believe us, Paul. That is the name of the music. The band will play the composition.
The name of the piece.
The name of the piece.
Yeah.
And then...
Just remember, no drinking.
Then, at the encore, they will play the old folks at home.
How's that?
The old folks at home. This will be followed by Mr. Schulzenheimer, who will give an address.
Give address to who?
Why, to the old folks' home.
A pair of pants I'll give them if they're collecting old clothes.
Yes, that old overcow coat of mine.
No, not the old folks' home. That's where they are. I bet they are at home. The old folks at home.
Sure. I didn't even know they'd been away.
But that is the name. The name of the music, the composition.
Oh, yes, I see. The composition.
Yeah. And after that, the band will play the first number of the contest, Professor Tisselbate's tone poem, Obvious. By that time, it will be noon, when we will close with an intermission from 12 to 1.
Well, what's this office business? You say...
He said the office would be closed from 12 to 1.
But it isn't office. It isn't office. It's Obvious. That's the name of the tone poem, the composition they will play.
Oh, yes, the composition.
At 1 o'clock, we will resume, and at that time, the second number of the contest will be played, Song Without Words. By Miss Plum.
Sure. But that darn song ain't got no words. What use singing it?
She won't sing it. She plays it on the piano. That's the name of the piece, the composition. And then, Mr. Peters, we would like a few words from you on our debt to the great composer.
What say?
Debt. Debt.
Yes, they're all dead.
I didn't say dead. I said debt. That's what we owe.
What's the matter? You got a pain or something?
Yes, if there's something wrong, Mr. Hertz, we'll get you a bottle of old Doc Simmons and syrup of cinnamon. That'll fix you right.
Don't want no medicine. Here is the program. Now, you look it over. I see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
So long, Mr. Hertz. Drop in again sometime. Poor fella. It's strange to kind of begin to tell on him. Well, let's see here now. This looks like a pretty good program.
Sure. I don't think so much of it.
Why, what's the matter with it?
They play that piece called Composition too goddamn much.